You were joining us at West Horton Methodist Church on Wigan Road, West Horton, where we are joined with Bill Greenhalgh, the man behind West Horton Amateur Dramatic Society, who provided plays for the local community and Washacre FM. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Could you just tell us a little bit about the Amateur Dramatic Society and what you do?
Okay, West Horton Methodist Amateur Dramatic Society was founded in 1979. Since then, we've been putting on two productions a year, a pantomime, which we perform in February, and a full-length comedy play, which we perform in May. Fairly recently, we've joined forces with Washacre FM to perform a radio play for them, and we also do a murder mystery evening, generally in November.
How long does it take to put a play together, either for the radio or on stage?
Okay, we write our own scripts for our pantomimes, and generally it takes 3 or 4 months to actually write the script. We then rehearse for another 3 months before putting on the show.
Right, so there's quite a lot of work goes into a play.
Yes, there is, yeah. In terms of adapting for radio, what we've done with the previous one, which you'll be able to hear on the internet, is to adapt one of our pantomime scripts. And that was a lot easier than I imagined. I thought it would take months and months to do, but actually it was done in just a few weeks. We have about a dozen people in our adult cast. And for the pantomimes, we have a junior chorus of about 8 or 9, generally young girls between the ages of 8 and 13.
If people want to get involved, how can they get in touch?
We have our own website on the West Horton Methodist Church website, and we're also part of the West Horton Community Network, and we have information available on there. So there's information available for you to contact me or the rest of the group, either via phone or by email.
Last year's production for Washacre FM was All King Cole's Treasure Hunt, which went down well with the listeners in West Horton. Could you give a little insight into the play?
Without giving too much away, this is based on our pantomime script of the same name. It brings together the story of Old King Cole, which is fairly short, if you remember the nursery rhyme, with a few other nursery rhyme characters and people from other fairy stories. And we then leads into basically a treasure hunt and a visit to a treasure island in the Caribbean where the treasure is buried.
Bring me my pipe, and bring me my bowl, and bring me my fiddlers three.
Old King Cole's Treasure Hunt, a radio play in 7 episodes. Episode 1, The Map. Welcome to the court of Old King Cole, the merriest monarch of all time. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. Sit back in your seat, relax, and let the party begin.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, but not anymore. Things are not well in the Kingdom of Cole, mainly due to Old King Cole's lack of cash, and even worse, running out of coal. And he is now a thoroughly miserable old soul. Not only is he cold, but he has to put up with even more complaints from Queen Cheryl than usual. All that Old King Cole wants is to be left alone with his pipe, his bowl, the fiddler's three, and his collection of jolly football programmes. Every morning he sits on his throne in his beautiful palace, dreaming about the good old days.
Good morning, sire.
Bad morning, Lord Chancellor. There's nothing good about it.
Maybe not, but we still have to arrange the court proceedings for today.
Oh, blow that. Fetch me my pipe.
But, sire, that's impossible. Pipes have been banned throughout the land, along with all other smoking devices and materials.
Ridiculous. Who ordered that?
You did. A complete ban.
It must have been your idea.
Possibly, but think of the health benefits.
Oh, then fetch me my bowl.
Your bowl, sire.
What's this? What happened to my beautiful gold bowl, encrusted with emeralds and rubies, and engraved with the lyrics to Is This the Way to Amarillo? All round the rim?
We sold it, sire, along with the rest of the crown jewels, to pay the bills.
Well, this bowl isn't even fit for the washing up skivvy, let alone a king.
It's genuine PVC.
Oh, take it away and have it painted yellow, so that it looks like gold. Send for my fiddlers three.
That's impossible, sire. They're in prison.
What for?
Fiddling. Didn't you see the headlines in the paper? Fiddlers three get 33 years for 333 cases of fiddling.
I'll issue a royal pardon.
Impossible, sire. They're not eligible for parole or pardons. It's porridge only for the next 33 years for them.
But I must have music to cheer me up.
Good news, sire. Replace the fiddlers three, we have the blowers three.
The blowers three, your majesty. The most amazing musicians in all the land to play for your delight.
Are they any good?
Simon Cowell really rates them and have been top of the pops in Ulaanbaatar for months.
Ulaanbaatar? Where's that?
Outer Mongolia.
Oh, play something to cheer me up. Oh, stop! Stop! That's horrible! Really, really horrible! Do they do requests?
They're nodding to say they do, sire.
I want you to play Over the Hills and Far Away. And don't come back until you can play properly. So hop it.
Sire, the Queen is back from visiting her mother.
Oh, that's all I need. Now, your mission impossible is to find a way to make me marry again. You've got 24 hours, or you'll be sent to the dungeon and forced to listen to the blowers three.
24 hours, sire? That's not possible.
Jack Bauer can save the planet in that time, so it should be easy peasy for you.
Very well, sire. I'll be back tomorrow, unless my cunning escape plan works.
24 hours later, things were no better, and once again, old King Cole sat on his throne, his head in his hands.
If you wish to listen to the rest of the episode, then please press the button on your browser.